Suspended presidency spokesperson Kusela Diko, she was told to step aside from her position as a member of the ANC Gauteng Provincial Executive Committee, that's the PEC, after she was found guilty of bringing the party into disrepute by its Provincial Disciplinary Committee. That committee also recommended that Diko does not return to work at the union buildings. Remember, all of this has to do with the PPE contracts out of Gauteng, and Diko took special leave after a report emerged that a company controlled by her husband, the now late Madikane Diko II, was awarded a 125 million rand tender by the Gauteng Health Department. Now, Kusela Diko has released a statement, a 7-page statement through her lawyers, essentially breaking her silence. And there's a preamble to this saying that she has waited for the ANC processes and she didn't want to comment publicly, but she has now decided to break her silence in a bid to address what she's defined as a false narrative. We speak now to Abela Nonso, who is a director at Abela Nonso Attorneys, who is Kusela Diko's attorneys. Abela, thank you for your time today and welcome to the Midday Report. So why has Kusela Diko decided that now is the time? And can you give us a summary? I have read the 7 pages this morning, but just for the benefit of our listeners, what is the essence of what Kusela Diko is saying?
Hi, Mandy. Thank you very much for having me. So basically, the essence of the letter is to basically say that she is going to be appealing the decision of the PDC, because essentially the PDC decision found her guilty of breaking rules that in effect don't exist. There's no rule of the ANC or of the government that says that she needs to disclose the business interests of her late husband. So in essence, she has been charged for breaking rules that don't exist.
Has Kusela been made aware of the decision by the PDC, and has she responded or written to them?
Yes, she received the PDC's decisions on the 7th of April 2021. She notified the ANC of her decision to appeal the matter. This is important because no decision comes into effect while it's still under appeal. It's important to note that. So she sent a letter which was addressed to the PDC, as well as the NDC, as well as the PEC.
So the ANC did inform her personally. She didn't find out through the media.
Yes, she found out via, they informed her personally. They sent her the decision.
And will she now be exercising her rights to review or appeal the procedural findings?
Yes, she's already lodged her papers for the application to appeal the findings with the NDC. We are now awaiting feedback from that.
Okay, and just to stay on what she said in terms of her stance that she hasn't committed any unethical, unlawful or immoral acts, she is essentially saying that there are no rules in the ANC which instruct members to declare their spouse's business interests with government.
Yes, Mandy. The issue is that there has been a consistent prejudicial conduct by the ANC in the province. For instance, as you've mentioned in our letter, there was a charge sheet that was brought to her, which did not explain the charges that she was facing or give any particulars in that regard. And also, since September, she has been subject to unlawful suspension from the PEC, where she's been locked out of meetings. She hasn't been allowed to attend meetings, and that has persisted till today. And it's very clear, the step-aside procedure is very clear, that you may only step aside once you have been found, or rather, once you have been charged by law enforcement for charges, and she has not been charged to date.
Abela, thank you so much for your time today. Abela Nonso, Director at Abela Nonso Attorneys. She is the attorney for Kusela Diko, who released this statement this morning. So let's get some response now from Bones Modise, who is the ANC Gauteng spokesperson. Bones, thank you for your time today. Welcome to the Midday Report. I presume you have seen the 7-page statement from Kusela Diko's attorneys. What is your response to it?
Good afternoon, ma'am, and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm not sure if you can hear me.
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good. I've not seen the statement that you're referring to, but I've just been made aware that they've sent it to me to go through it. However, I'm sure there are things that we can be able to respond to that we're aware of.
Okay, so you haven't seen the statement, but essentially what she is saying is that the findings from the Provincial Disciplinary Committee are left, if they are left unchallenged, it would set a devastating precedent. She believes that Jacob Gouwe's comments on the matter are regrettable, are blatantly dishonest, also accusing the provincial executive of not providing further details on the charge sheet, instead opting to skirt the issue of inadequate records. What is the ANC in Gauteng's position on the matter of Kusela Diko?
Well, I'm sure you are aware that the issue that we're discussing is as a result of the Provincial Disciplinary Committee. And the difficulty or the difference with the Provincial Disciplinary Committee vis-à-vis the Provincial Integrity Committee is that the decisions of the Provincial Disciplinary Committee are final, and the PEC must then implement them. Wherein with the Provincial Integrity Committee, they are still subject of the PEC for discussion, and if need be, they will be amended and so on. So in this instance, I'm sure Comrade Kusela has a copy of the from the disciplinary committee, and she knows what would be the decision of the DC, and her challenging it is a premise of what they would have sent to her.
Bones, we are struggling with your line a bit. I just want to ask you one last question. What is it that the ANC in Gauteng would like to see from Kusela Diko and from Bandile Masuku? Do you want to see them apologize? You know, what kind of remorse do they need to show to come back into the fold?
Well, it's not for me to say what is it that the PEC wants to see them coming from them. It's the decision of the PEC. The issue at hand was that you would remember the Integrity Committee would have came to certain decisions. And from those decisions, the PEC would have mandated the PwC to do further work on them. And once that work was done, a decision was taken that the comrades must be taken to Disciplinary Committee. And they have been taken to Disciplinary Committee. There's a decision of the Disciplinary Committee, which I know Comrade Bandile has clearly indicated that he's going to be challenging them. And I'm sure the letter that you are referring to, Comrade Kusela, will also be saying they're going to challenge the decision of the PVC, which is also organizational. It's also correct. There's nothing wrong with them challenging them, because at the end of the day, they also need to be finally able to say, out of everything that has been said and done, this is a final decision. Beyond this thing, there's nothing more that we can do. For now, the PVC in the province has pronounced itself. The only thing that is left now is that they go to the appeals committee at the national level and say to them, we believe that the PDC in the province will have aired in terms of this country. These are the areas that we believe that they have aired on, and therefore we seek recourse from you as an appeals committee. Once the appeals committee came to a decision, that decision as well will have to be implemented by the PDC.
Okay, Bones, we're going to leave it there. That line, not great, but thank you for your time and for chatting to us here on the Midday Report. That's Bones Modise, the ANC Gauteng spokesperson, reacting there to Kusela Diko's statement today, a 7-page statement, breaking her silence, in which she says she will be appealing the Disciplinary Committee's decision, compelling her to step aside from the provincial executive.